What actions should we be taking in the face of the threat from swine flu, otherwise known as H1N1 influenza? This question has been researched at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine by Sandra Mounier-Jack. She's been looking at the readiness of health systems all over the world to cope with a possible wave of disease. I asked her what advice she had to offer and what were her conclusions about what needs to be done and indeed whether what is being done is sufficient.
We have a lot of inequities and different levels of preparedness between different countries. Overall, developed and Western countries, European countries, North America, Australia, etc., are quite well prepared for a pandemic. They have very good and operational plans. They have guidance for their staff, and they have what is important, stockpiles of Tamiflu, which is until now, and also other antiviral like zanamivir, the only way to really combat this disease.
When you say well prepared, what sorts of preparations have been made in these countries?
Preparations have been, as I said, involving stockpiling antivirals. And I say the average stockpiling is about 25% for a lot of developed countries. In the UK and France, for example, it's as high as 50%, which is quite high. And it's enough to treat everybody would get sick, basically. In low-resource country, there is no stockpile of antivirals. So basically, the health system would have to fend for themselves. And we'll have to prioritize this disease against other diseases that they have to deal with on a routine basis.
What's the role of putting people in quarantine?
The role of putting people in quarantine is to try really to delay the emergence of the pandemic, to delay the spread from human-to-human transmission of the disease. I don't think, and the WHO has recognized that it's not possible at this point to contain the disease, meaning to stop it, because the disease is already too much spread, widely spread in many countries. However, by using quarantine, you might delay the spread of the disease in some countries, but there is no mathematical modeling of saying, you know, is this quarantine enough, or is it evidence-based that it will delay for and for how long?
Is it evidence-based to advise people to wash their hands and use a tissue when they sneeze?
Yes, I think it's fairly evidence-based to do that. It needs to be quite systematic, though, if people want to avoid getting the flu and any other kind of disease, you know, similar to the flu. So I think this is common sense recommendations that the governments have been providing to their population, including in the UK, for example.
Is it likely that the virus is spread through the air or by touch, principally?
Bizarrely, we still are not sure how the virus is spread, and there are all kinds of scientific assumptions about that. And I think the first clinical trials are just being organized at the moment to analyze how the flu is being spread. The people think that, and scientists think that the flu is being spread by large droplets, which are sneezed, coughed. And they also think that the virus is present on surfaces for about 24 hours. So it's quite long. So it gives a lot of opportunity for people to pick up the virus and to get infected. But we still need much more research to understand exactly what happens for the virus to be transmitted from one person to the other.
Should we be afraid of getting onto aeroplanes where the recirculated air is blown into our faces by the air conditioning system?
I think the airplane presents an increased risk in the disease being spread around, and I think the SARS epidemic showed that and show how people could spread the virus in the airplane, and it has happened on an anecdotal basis for tuberculosis, for example, as well, even though it's much more difficult to get transmitted than the influenza. So I think yes, there is an increased risk, but you know, overall, how many cases are there out there? There are about 1,000 confirmed cases on a population worldwide of 6 billion, so the probability is still quite small, really.
What should ordinary people do to avoid getting this virus?
ordinary people should, you know, should apply a hygiene etiquette, which we discussed, coughing, making sure that they keep 1 meter distance, you know, from somebody who is coughing, for example, washing their hand on a regular basis. If they are using mask, which is not recommended by, for example, the UK government, they should be used in a way that is evidence-based, and they should be changed regularly, and they should wash their hands when they take their mask off, etc. So there are a number of things that can be done to prevent the transmission. However, if the virus is spreading more largely, I think, you know, a lot of people would basically get the flu. And the issue is not so much trying to avoid the flu, but it's really to look for the severity of the flu. And if it remains fairly innocuous, you know, and as we have seen outside of Mexico, I don't think people should be really afraid of getting this virus.
How long is it going to take to have a vaccine for it?
It will take a long time. It will take between scientists and industry recognized in WHO between 4 and 6 months. And the issue is not only the timeline between for the production of the virus, but it's also the decision to be made in terms of switching from potentially the seasonal flu vaccine production to this particular strain vaccine production. And you cannot run both production at the same time. So you have to make a decision on which one is the main threat for populations, and WHO has not made this decision yet, and they will make this decision in the next probably 2 or 3 weeks.
And is it reasonable and evidence-based to close down schools, offices, shops, and other facilities?
There again, we have very little, rational research evidence on that. There is some evidence on the school closure, which have shown that if you close schools, you delay the spread quite significantly, because schools are a context where the virus is spread very easily between children. So there is some evidence. However, if there is a general spread of the disease, then obviously how much can you delay the spread, and does it make any sense at some point?
Sandra Mounier-Jack with the latest on swine flu. For Audio News from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, I'm Peter Goodwin.